Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Film Fandango, the film podcast. I'm David Reed, that's Marek Larwoods.
I didn't answer then, because so there was an exciting pause.
Yeah, we've got to fill it out, fill out the podcast.
Why have we got to do that?
These are mini podcasts we've pre-recorded, because I'm not here right now.
I'm sorry for your loss.
That's all right. Well, fingers crossed, touch wood, I'm not dead, I'm just in America.
Oh, what are you doing there?
I'm having a lovely holiday in New York.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a mankini and a leather jacket.
You want to get to go and see lots of films on the plane then, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm looking forward to that bit. I love plane food and I love tiny films.
Tiny films on the screen.
Yeah, it's a long old flight.
So you'll have lots of films to talk about when you get back.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, I'll let you know what I've seen. The films are different over there in America.
And they edit some of them edited, aren't they, for the plane?
Yeah, I saw the most bizarre version of The World Is Not Enough on a plane once, where I don't know why they decided to show it, because all of the graphic violence, or some of the violence, was edited out so that sequences made no sense. But of course, it was GoldenEye. Because okay. The character of Xenia Onatopp, played by Famke Janssen, who's a highly sexualized murderess, all of her scenes were cut short because they were too sexual for the plane.
She kills people with her
with
legs.
Her thighs. Yeah. She crushes them to death with her thighs. Brilliant character. But all of her scenes were cut short, so the film made no sense whatsoever.
What age is the plane? Is it like 12?
I assume 12A? It has to be universal, really.
It must be, mustn't it?
Yeah. So, presumably, GoldenEye was a 12 or something, and they cut out all of the scenes of people dying, and it's a Bond film. So, it was unfathomable.
It's first class where you get, like, you can see 15s and 18s.
That's what it's mostly for, yeah.
That extra £3,000 allows you uncut film footage.
You get alcohol and naughty films and shame, just the film shame over and over and again for 8 hours.
Oh, if anything, that'll puts you off it, doesn't it?
I think so.
Oh, planes.
I saw Flubber on a plane.
Did you?
I regretted that.
I'd never seen that.
Oh, I wouldn't bother, mate. I mean, I don't know why I watched it. I mean, the pitch tells you all you need to know. Robin Williams invents some hilarious 3D animated slime.
That's when he made loads of sort of kids' films and or serial killer films.
Yeah, well, I think the serial killer era...
Insomnia, wasn't it?
Insomnia and One Hour Photo, and that came after the kids' film, sort of Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire, Flubber era.
Arguably, he's more sinister in Flubber.
I think so. It's a man who talks to bogeys.
Yeah.
If you imagine they're all in his head, that would be a good... Oh, it'd be a good project for someone to take all of the Flubber out of Flubber and just make it Robin Williams talking to himself.
A man who thinks he's in a kids' film.
Yeah.
That's like Harvey, isn't it? The Jimmy Stewart one.
Yeah.
And he thinks he can see a massive white rabbit.
Terrible.
Have you seen that?
No, I've not seen Harvey.
Very good, very good. I watched a French film this week. Well, I watched it before this, but I'm not going to talk about it this
months
week.
Months ago.
It's called Popular.
Okay.
It's a film about typing.
Sounds terrible.
Of course it is. That's why I love the French. Do you know what? Let's do a film about typing.
There's plenty of Far Eastern films about calligraphy and the beautiful artistic art of calligraphy, but very few about typing.
It's a love story where a lady who's really, really great at typing gets a job. Well, she touches one finger really, really fast.
Right.
And her boss, who has problems with relationships, decides to enter her in... It's set in the 1950s when typing was a lot bigger.
Typing speed would be more readily on your CV.
Well, I talked to my girlfriend about this, and when I first started going for temp jobs, which is when I was 18, 19, which now is approximately 19 years ago. Terrifying. That was, you'd have a typing test.
Wow.
Did you not have that? You've been...
No, I've never had an office job. So my only jobs, proper jobs before becoming a comedian were selling burglar alarms door to door and working in a delicatessen. So I've never had
You're lucky. You've missed the awful data entry jobs. You go there and then you've got to they test your typing speed and check your mistakes.
Wow.
And mine was terrible. And now it's actually, I suppose when everyone's
made a beacon.
What's Mavis Beacon?
Mavis Beacon was from the late 80s, early 90s, teaching you to touch type fast. But there were little mini games that you could do.
Okay.
Like my favourite of which was a sentence would come up and you'd have to type what was coming up as quickly as possible. But there was really crap 80s graphics of you saw the dashboard of a car and you were driving along a road and your speed was literally the speed you were typing. But every time you made a mistake, an insect splatted on your windscreen. So if you made loads of mistakes,
sounds like a brick game.
You couldn't see anything if you kept making errors. But it was a race. You were racing other cars. Typing.
Wow. Are the typists or just...
It wasn't a massively multiplayer online game. It was before modems.
So... Oh, okay. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, Mavis Beacon.
I'm sure you can get that on some retro thing.
I'm sure. Piece of history.
But this was set in the 1950s when typing was even more important. It is, I mean, it's quite paper thin, the plot.
Eh?
Paper, yeah.
Is that a...
No, it's not referenced.
Unintended?
Oh,
right, okay.
I'm quite stupid. It looks beautiful. It's shot beautifully. It's got a sort of cast you'd recognise. I'm just looking at...
Kristen Scott Thomas?
No. It's got the guy...
Eva Green?
No. It's... The girl in it is... The main bloke in it's called Romain Duris. He was in another film I really liked... called Heartbreaker,
okay.
Which is another great French film, which I believe is on Netflix, where his job is to sort of try and woo women. He's paid to break up their relationships. He's paid for people to do that. And Vanessa Paradis in that as well.
There's a Simpsons episode where Homer becomes that guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a great rom-com if you like rom-coms on Netflix.
Okay.
He plays a botanist, and the actress who becomes a great typist is Deborah Francois, who is also another great film called The Page Turner. Have you seen this?
No. Your knowledge of French film far excels mine.
Oh, it's a sort of thriller about a girl who basically is employed by a pianist to turn the music sheets and what happens after that. And also in one of my favourite ever films he's in, The First Day of the Rest of Your Life, Le Premier Jour du Le Reste de ta Vie, I believe it is in French. Anyway, they're the two leads in this. And it follows her story. She tries to enter all these typing competitions. I thoroughly enjoyed this as a good, you know, maybe Sunday afternoon, makes you feel happy film, directed by a bloke called Regis Rosenard. I don't even know who he is, but it looks absolutely magnificent. You know, the French, all the clothes are magnificent, all the shots are beautiful.
They're good at that stuff. We tend to, in our films, try to make people look as crap as possible, don't we?
Is it quite, yeah,
and be sort of cynical and world beaten as possible.
That's what Mike Leigh sort of looked to films.
Well, it's odd, isn't it, that Mike Leigh comes from a deeply middle class background and is obsessed with this sort of fictionalized account of the working class.
We talk about Richard Curtis as well. His look is not glamorous, it's sort of quite sort of scruffy.
Yeah, but it's sort of, yeah. It's sort of twee, isn't it, his version of Britain?
Yeah.
And then I suppose there's all of the Football Factory-style films which portray every British person as an horrible...
The urban thug. Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember any British films which look beautiful.
Beautiful. Maybe heist films, have we done a couple of those?
It's more of an American look, like The Sweeney, which I hated, and...
That one you absolutely hated, what was that?
Welcome to the...
Yes, Welcome to the Punch.
Oh, two awful films, but they were trying to look American cool. Welcome to the Punch was supposed to be making London look beautiful, it made it... London was the star of it, I really slagged it off. I don't really like these sort of fake action films.
We look cool in sort of The Great Escape and Alfie and sort of the Michael Caine era of films, didn't we? I mean, the British were sort of cool. I mean, they're still ropey by today's standards. They don't look airbrushed and in perfect.
Sort of that mod look, but yeah. We don't have that clean-cut suits and the style that they have. And it makes you feel it's a part of the French feel that everything looks beautiful. So you've done well for France there. But if you want to watch a sort of non-thinking, just enjoyable, feel-good film, and you like French films, watch that.
All right. Well, if you want to watch a film about typing, then that's the one, isn't it? I don't think you've got much choice. Right, well, that's it for this week. As we said, it's a short one while we're away, but...
Have you got any films about typing you want to recommend?
Oh, typing films. Now, oh, God. I mean, I've seen loads, obviously.
Have you seen QWERTY?
Yeah, QWERTY's a great one. Fingered, that's a great one. Have you seen that?
They're opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, they are.
They're two Robin Williams films. One...
One's a kid's film called QWERTY, where he overnight, he wakes up and he's become a keyboard.
Yeah.
And he has to type on himself to convince his ex-wife that he's become a keyboard to help him. And they fall in love all over again.
And now please explain the other one.
And the other one, Fingered. I'd rather not.
I would prefer
they would only show that one in first class on a plane.
What would QWERTY be if Fingered was the kid's one?
Yeah.
And QWERTY was the sort of gritty sort of murderer one?
QWERTY, okay. QWERTY would be the only clue to a locked room murder that an alcoholic ex-policeman has to solve is fingerprints on the keys that spell QWERTY, but a different fingerprint on every key. What's the answer?
I've got another one for QWERTY.
Yeah?
But QWERTY's a key, it makes you type, it takes over what you're typing.
Yeah.
It types really horrible things.
Oh, possessed
keyboard. Keyboard. This is a genuine good film.
QWERTY.
The possessed keyboard, voiced by Robin Williams.
Oh, it's Robin Williams.
If someone in Hollywood was listening to this, which is very unlikely...
The possessed keyboard is a feature at the end of Ghost, if you remember, where Patrick Swayze convinces the villain that his computer knows of the murder he committed.
Oh, so I see.
Do you remember?
Not really.
When he's finally managed to develop his poltergeist powers of touching things, he types on the keyboard to really freak the guy out.
So Ghost is another typing film.
I guess at the end. It certainly has got a positive image for typing.
Well, there we go. I mean, who'd have thought we could do an entire podcast about Robin Williams and typing? And well, we've bloody done it.
Yeah, we have. I mean, Ghost, let's be honest, is a pottery film.
Pottery first, typing second.
Pottery and then typing film. But it's all a sort of evening classes kind of film.
There must be a film about that. Well, if you can think of a better plot to QWERTY, we are on holiday, but we will read it out eventually. We'd love to hear it. How do people get in touch with us?
You can get in touch with us via our email address, dearfilmfandango@gmail.com. Or you can write on our Facebook page, /filmfandango, or tweet us, @filmfandango.
Be careful about your own keyboard, remember.
QWERTY is out there.
I tell you what... And that's the soundtrack, John Carpenter, but you just get him to use a keyboard rather than one finger on a keyboard.
That's the way I type, one finger. He's coming for you.
We should make this.
Sticky keys.
Buddy's going for a drink in the background. That's what the lapping sound is. If you want to donate to help this podcast, to help us go on holiday.
Please.
You can do by going to dearfilmfandango.co.uk.
That's right. Filmfandango. You put a deer at the beginning.
That's our email thing.
Filmfandango.co.uk and you can follow the link from there. And all of our latest episodes are available from that website too.
Thank you very much if you donated already.
You are heroes.
Hey.
Keep watching the films. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.